At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington, and we are going to continue to explore deeper into Wackner's Mad. And now we will be going to level 39. And we're there. We're in the southeast corner. And let's, as is our pattern, we shall continue to go clockwise along the edge. And I'm a little circle in the southeast corner. What does it look like? There's another thing in the northwest corner. Let's see what that is. An engraved tackerback adorns the centre of this section of the corridor. An arrow pointing to the north is etched onto the floor just below the engraving. Step onto the engraved tackerback. As you step onto the engraved circle, your surroundings blur and you're momentarily overcome by a profound sense of disorientation. Seconds later, your vision clears. You realise you're no longer where you just were. You've been teleported. Alright, and that puts me in another... That puts me on pretty much the same place, but in the southwest corner. Alright, I'm going to explore the south side now. But something blocked my path. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. The silhouette of an Okorok suddenly appears at the edge of your light, just up ahead. The silent being of wood and iron, its movement swift and fluid, bears down on you with unnerving speed as it launches a fierce and relentless attack. Now I'm going to quick combat these Otorok, because Otorok always fight the same, pretty much. Even when they get a bit weird. And slain, and 17 experience. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. The clanking of metal echoes in the distance as you explore these dark passages. Exploration status, large number of wandering foes remain, so it's going to take me a while to clear them all. Okay, I'm moving along the south side from west to east, and I have a suddenly. Your heart skips a beat as Narsarlinar suddenly steps out of the gloom just ahead. Yay, it's her again. She smiles and tells you she's considered taking just a bit of time off from exploration of the labyrinth. It gets worse and worse, she says, shaking her head. You'd likely rather not know what I've just seen, but then again you might. We would rather spoil the surprise. I'll let you find out on your own. You're catching up with me. You ask Narlislaar about this level of the maze and she immediately grins. All I'll say is start in the southeast corner and pay attention to those arrows. They are arrows, aren't they? Don't really remember. Oh, something about the meek shall hew the mighty? Or, well, something like that. I'll see you again soon. In a blink of an eye, she is gone, leaving you once again alone in the dark passage. Alright, that will make sense of something. I haven't seen any arrows yet. And I don't know what this mighty thing will be that's hewed, let alone what the meek thing is. Alright, making my way east. Here's another Otorok, just going to quick combat that. 17 XP, some healing. There's an alcove going into the middle, in the middle of the south side. What's there? A small hole extends down into the back wall of this alcove at a steep angle. As you peer into the hole, you're surprised to find that after only a couple of inches, the hole broadens into a wide chute that plunges out of sight into the wall. Now, Sir Crokington could get even smaller and go down there, but Ragnar didn't plan for that, so it's not going to be safe. So she's not going to do that. She's just going to pretend. She's going to do this dungeon as if she isn't really small. Because if she does that, she might skip getting something she has to get. So she's going to do it as if she's a regular human. Which she isn't anymore. She got turned into a toad. And is not letting that slow her down. Okay. Now I'm going to look at this sign a bit better. An engraved Takaback adorns the centre of the section of the corridor. An arrow pointed to the north is etched onto the floor, just below the engraving. I'm making my way anti-clockwise. Suddenly, a strange feeling suddenly comes over you, as if your energy is being rapidly drained away. Here, picking a number, bonus of 50, 20 from aura, 20 from mind, 10 from spirit. Got to get 75 or more, pick now. 84. You're able to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that has assailed them. 3 points of your Neville Reserve has been drained away, but I can deal with that. Alright, going north along the east side. Another question mark. A short verse is engraved on the wall here. Maybe that'd be something about the weak mewing the mighty. Let's read it. You carefully study the short cryptic verse. The 4 meek shall hew the mighty, leaving nothing behind. I assume the mighty thing is some sort of giant thing, construction, monster. Well, something that will fight me, and if you fight it regularly, you lose. And hopefully you're smart enough to run away before it kills you. I'm just guessing. Maybe part of me is remembering my previous times, but I'm mostly just guessing. Anyway, let's keep going north. Another Otrok, this one's an elite one. The silhouette of an Otrok suddenly appears at the edge of your light, just up ahead. A faint silver aura surrounds the sinister wooden iron being. The Otrok, its movements swift and silent, bears down on you with unnerving speed as it launches a fierce and relentless attack. Now, is this one of those Otroks from Kortel? Or is it Otrok native to the maze? Or is it Otrok? Is it not native to the maze, part of the original plan for the maze? Is this an Otrok by the sentient Shadow Pass manipulations? Is there someone else messing around in here? Either way, I'll smash it. Because that's what you usually should do when you see an Otrok. I don't think I've ever encountered an Otrok where smashing it wasn't a good act to take. Although sometimes you're just not capable of doing that because there's too many of them. And you just can't smash them all. Because you die first. But anyway, quick combat. It is slain, 17 XP. The Otrok collapses into a heap of splintered wood and bent metal at your feet. After quickly checking over your equipment, you once again set off along the passage. Your every sense alert for the first sign of possible danger. Alright, Otrok archetype. Your exploration comes up to a halt. Halt as you are suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. The lurching silhouette of an Otrok suddenly appears at the edge of your light. Just up at Edda. The silent being of wood and iron. Its movement less fluid than the Otrok you've encountered outside the labyrinth. Bears down on you with startling speed. as it launches a swift and savage attack. It's an Oakwork archetype, just going to quick combat you. It is slain, 17 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, let's check out that alcove. And it's the same hole again. This is presumably where we put the four meek so they can hew the mighty. Alright, keep going. Drainage check. I failed it and lost 8 Neville Reserve. Alright, northeast corner. Arrow pointing in there. Arrow pointing to the west. Alright, let's step on the engraved tacker back. You step onto the engraved circle. Surroundings blur. And immediately overcome by a profound sense of disorientation. Seconds later, when your vision clears, you realise you're no longer where you just were. You've been teleported. Alright, I'm in the middle of the south side. Okay. I've teleported at the southeast side. And the northeast side. Leto's Rock first. Quick combat that for 17 XP. And then some healing. Okay, and the arrow here points to the west, so I'm going to teleport myself west. Another Elite Otorok tries to block my path, but it doesn't succeed because I'm very good at smashing things, especially with Umdrol's Oaken Wad. Right, northwest corner. An engraved Takabak adorns the center of this section of the corridor. An arrow pointing to the south is etched onto the floor just below the engraving. Step onto the engraved tackerback. As you step onto the engraved circle, your surroundings blur, and you're momentarily overcome by a profound sense of disorientation. Seconds later, when your vision clears, you realise you're no longer where you were. You've been teleported. And that also puts me on the south side again. Another Otorok, just going to quick combat that. 17 XP, how many are left now? A fair number, but that's less than it was before. Alright, here's another Takabak. The arrow's pointing east. Step onto an engraved Takabak. As you step onto an engraved circle, your surroundings blur, and you're momentarily overcome by a profound sense of disorientation. Seconds later, when your vision clears, you realize you're no longer where you just were. You've been teleported. Okay, and that puts me in the middle of the south side again. Alright, the arrow points east. I'll step onto this engraved Takabak. Teleported. I'm not sure what these signs do. Okay, I mean, there must be... I mean, these arrows must mean something. There's another Elite Otorok. Quick combat that. 17 XP. Still a fair number remain. Southeast corner is the way up, but no real business doing that yet. Another archetype. And use a quickstone 20 to finish it off. 17 XP. Spam the healing for a bit. Another Oakwork archetype. Quick combat, 17 XP. Not quite sure what to do here. I think I'll just explore the whole dungeon. Maybe something will turn up. Another Elite Otorok. Quick combat. 15 experience. We must not have had time to adapt. Alright. Our alcove pointing to the middle. To the south in the middle of the north side. And it's another one of those holes that widens up to a chute into the middle. Oh yeah, and in the middle... Well, it looks like there's a window-shaped area with a lot of question marks. Presumably, there'll maybe one of those moving floors. Guess we'll see when we get there. Elite Otorok, quick combat, 17 XP. Exploration status, dwindling number now. Oakwork archetype, quick combat, 15 XP. Alright, and... Elite Otorok, quick combat, 17 XP. Alright, and on the western side is another hole. The middle of the western side pointing into the middle. Alright, Okrok archetype, quick combat. 17 XP. And drainage track, but I failed it. 16 stamina points lost. Okay, she said start in the southeast corner. Quick combat. 17 XP. Okay. Look, southeast corner. Arrow pointing to the north. Step on the engraved attacker back. And no, that doesn't do anything. I guess there's something on the north side I can do something with. Well, there's that little alcove into the middle. Okay, can I use anything in this ding? Maybe the iron bedded copper rod? Nope, hammer of icy waff? No. Look at that bag of stone spiders. They are meek. And they have hoped Hugh the Mighty. Alright. Bag of stone spiders, use. No, apparently not those. Okay. Northeast corner. Arrow pointing west. And then I'll go to the alcove to the west. And then quick combat. Another Otrok. 17 experience. Northwest. Arrow pointing south. Really don't seem to have an opportunity to really do anything. Alright, and check out this alcove. This is a chute that broadens out. The same as the first one. Alright. Otrok. Quick combat that. 17 XP. Spam some healing after that. I have to do a lot of healing. I've used up more than half my Nether Reserve already. But only very few wandering foes remain. Arrow to the east. And then eastern alcove. I'm back here. Step on the engraved attacker back. You've been teleported. Nope. Nothing happened. There must be something I can do. I mean, nothing. Otrok, quick combat. I mean, I start in the southeast arrow. You've just got arrows that go in a circle and things that teleport you to the same place. Teleported. Wait. This doesn't teleport me to the same place. This teleports me to the southwest corner. So step on this. And then I'm teleported. No, I'm teleported to the... Okay, maybe I have to do the teleports in order. Alright. I'm going to do the teleport on the southeast to southwest. And then the arrow points north. So I go north from there. Well, also says the arrow points east. Okay, I'm going to go north first. I'm not sure this will work. Step on to the tucker back thingy. Teleported. Nope, that wasn't it. Alright, southeast corner. Arrow pointing to north. Step on the engraved tucker back. Northeast corner. Arrow pointing to the east. Okay, and then I'll go in the southeast corner again. Teleport. Teleported to... Okay, the south... Okay, the southwest corner. Not doesn't seem to be doing anything. I mean, I'm following the arrows and... Okay, maybe it's this alcove here. No, nothing's turned up there. No wandering foes remain, so defeating them didn't get me anywhere. Alright, teleport in the southeast corner, and then I'm in the southwest corner, step on that, and nothing. Back to the middle. Ugh, there must be something. The weak so hew the mighty, but I'm not seeing anything meek. Let alone anything mighty. The four meek shall hew the mighty, leaving nothing behind. What could that even mean? Alright, arrow pointing north. Okay, I don't know. How could this do something? Hew the mighty. Okay, maybe that's just the way I go when I approach it, yeah. Alright, teleported. Okay. I went from the east and I teleported to a new place. So I approach from the... I go south to it. And then step on the attacker back, teleported, right, northwest corner, so go west, which means I have to go east, get to the attacker back, you've been teleported. Okay, I think, well, I'm not sure whether I figured out or I just remembered it, but either way, I'm in the middle part. It's a mini little, it's shaped like a bit of Battenberg, or a window. That's a Battenberg being a really nice type of cake you should try. It's got four little segments of cake and a sort of marzipan outer edge. It's really nice. Haven't had any in a few years. Definitely considering getting another one, but I don't know where I'll get them. Probably a supermarket. Definitely couldn't make it myself. If I try to make it myself, we'd just have the pink parts and the yellow parts all just merging into each other, and you end up with some sort of vomit-covered, coloured cake somehow. Alright, 256 experience to general. The grave circle sits at the edge of this section of the passage. A lone tackerback has been etched onto the floor in the centre of the circle. What if I step on it? That'll probably just bring me to the edge. Yes, it does. Okay.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Great, tack it back. Okay, and now that you've done it in order once, it just skips straight to you teleporting into the middle bit. Okay, going north to the crossroads. You're standing in a small circular chamber. Arches to the north, south, east and west sides of the chamber open onto a broad passage, each of which ends at a T-intersection. The broad corridor encircles the womb. The number 3 is engraved above the north arch, the number 5 above the east arch, and the number 7 above the south arch, and the number 9 above the arch to the west. Okay, I'm going to have to make a note of that. Alright, 3 above the north arch, and then 5 above the east arch, and 7 above the south arch, and 9 above the west. Okay, let's see. An ornate lever sits in the middle of the womb. A long iron lever rises out at the top of the pedestal. It appears the lever can be either pulled forward or back, but I'm going to leave pulling it until I have an idea what's going on around here. Head north. I think I'm remembering this one. Okay. And I've went north. A square plate of iron is affixed to the wall here. In the centre of the iron plate, stuck into its cold, pitted surface, is a large red gem, protruding from the wall to the white of the plate as a sport leader. Lever! Pull the lever! You take hold of the lever and pull it. As the lever moves into its lowest possible position, a sharp click echoes along the passage. A red gem set emits a faint crimson glow, but quickly goes dark. Okay, and there's a 10. Okay, there's a 10 here. A section of the corridor seems to be floating. Nearly lose your balance as a massive slab of stone beneath your feet rocks and sways. Number 10 is engraved as centre of a sloping slab. Let's go east. Number 11. Number 12. Number 13. And they go south. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 22. I'm going clockwise. 23. 25, 28, 29, 30, 30, 31, and then we skip ahead to 33, then 35, then 36, 37, 38, 39, and 10. Okay, let's see. Let's go east. Okay, we've got numbers going all around the outer edge. And just east of the eastern side is 16. And that's east of 5, so pull the lever. Quickly goes dark. Alright, let's try the southern side. Just going to pull the lever to see. Just south of that is the 23. Pull the lever. Quickly goes dark, but after going bright, didn't seem to have done anything. Head west. Short lever. Pull the lever. Nope, that didn't do anything. 33. Alright, what if I pull this lever? Pull the lever back. The lever shudders violently as you attempt to move it. You violently release your grip on the lever. Alright, what's happened to the north? Has anything happened? Alright, that's made that a 10. Didn't seem to have done anything. Maybe I'll push the lever forwards. The lever shudders violently as you attempt to move it. You wisely release your grip on the lever. Okay. It seems like neither of them do anything. Number 10 is... Okay. Maybe if I pull the little lever... You take hold of the lever and pull it. As the lever moves into its lowest possible position, a sharp click echoes along the passage. The red gem set briefly emits a faint crimson glow, but quickly goes dark. Okay, and pull the lever back. Nope. The lever's shuddering. Okay, go east. A square plate of iron is affixed to the wall here. In the centre of the iron plate, sunk into its cold pitted surface, is a large red gem. Protruding from the wall to the white of the iron plate is a short lever. Pull the lever. You take hold of the lever and pull it. As the lever moves into its lowest possible position, a sharp click echoes along the passage. The red gem quickly... Briefly emits a faint crimson glow, but swiftly goes dark. Yep. Okay, I'm not sure what I've been doing, but I pulled the lever and... can I push these levers? No. I can't push the lever in the middle, forward or back. Can I pull the southern lever? Just as before, it clicks, but... seem to do anything. Now, I remember this was a mathy one again. But I'm not sure how I can get to that stage. Pull the lever on the west side. Okay, I've pulled the levers on all the sides. Can I pull the levers back? No. Can I pull the lever forward? No. Northern Arch. Okay. What is going on here? Yep. There's numbers on the floaty floor. So they can move or something. Yeah, I remember this one, but I'm not sure what I did before that let me actually do things. Okay. Now I step on the engraved circle. Yeah, I just teleport back to the outer edge. Can I do anything here? Stick on attacker back and you end up back in the middle. Alright. Maybe the verse. Maybe those outcoves can do something now. No, apparently not. It's just there. Wait, how about the earthenware bowl? No? No, I can't pour that down the chute. But is there stuff in the earthenware bottle? Let's have a look at this earthenware bottle. That's been doing things before. It's currently empty. Okay. Where do I go up? I'm going to go up a few floors and fill it up again. Maybe it's floor 37? No. Alright, floor 36 perhaps. Floor 36 with the poem. Okay, I'm going to fill up the earthenware bottle. Maybe that will do something. Because that's all that can occur to me now. Alright, fill up the earthenware bottle. Alright, it's filled up now. Maybe that can help. Sorry I'm taking so long to do this. I just forgot what to do. Okay, I'm in the southeast corner. I'm on floor 39. Alright, a particular item may be of use here. Earthenware bottle, 64 XP to general. You draw out the earthenware bottle and pour a little bit of the thick silvery liquid in it. It contains into the angled hole. A deep rumble from somewhere to the north reaches your ears. As you turn to look at the hole, you're startled to discover it's no longer there. Okay. Alright, let's fill in all the other holes. And presumably that'll do something I need to do because I got experience. Earthenware bottle on the western one. You draw the earthenware bottle and pour a small bit of the thick silvery liquid in it. It contains into the wangle pole. Alright, look, there was a comma there, but it was actually just some dirt on my screen. A deep rumble from somewhere to the east reaches your ears. As you turn to look back at the hole, you start to discover it's no longer there. Okay. Now let's try out the northern alcove. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Walking along, looking for an alcove. And there it is. Earthenware bottle, 64 XP to general. And there's a deep rumble somewhere to the south. Yeah, all these rumbles are in the middle bit. The hole is no longer there. And now the final bit will be the eastern. Eastern alcove pointing into the middle. Earthenware bottle, 64 XP to general. You draw out the earthenware bottle and pour a small bit of the thick silvery liquid it contains into the angled hole. A deep rumble somewhere to the west reaches your ears. As you turn to look back at the hole, you're startled to discover it is no longer there. Okay. I've poured the silvery liquid into all four holes and closed them up, so presumably I've poured the white thing in. Step on the engraved tacker back and back in the middle. Can I pull these levers? You pull the lever back and hold it in place. The floor shudders violently, nearly knocking you off your feet as a deafening, grinding noise fills the air. Peering through the arches and along the four passages that leave this chamber, you can clearly see the broad corridor that circles this room, sliding from left to right. Alright, release the lever. You release your grip on the iron lever. The lever immediately slaps back to its original position. The deafening grinding noise immediately fades, and the shaking beneath your feet subsides as the outer wing of passages, visible through the four arches, abruptly shudders to the stop. Alright, what's happened? What's happened here? In the north, we have a 39 and a 38 and a 10. Okay, I've moved. Things have moved around. Okay, I'm going to pull the lever. Yes, okay. That's the 39, and that is divisible by 3, so... Yeah, and that worked. 128 experience to Genial. You take hold of the lever and pull it. As the lever moves into its lowest possible position, a sharp click echoes along the passage. Dazzling, the red gem set into the centre of this iron plate is now surrounded by a dazzling crimson aura. Okay, I've got the north one done. Now let's check out the east one. The east is 5 and it says 15, so pull the lever, 128 experience. You take hold of the lever and pull it. The lever moves into the lowest possible position. A sharp click echoes along the passage. The red gem set in the centre of the plate is now surrounded by a dazzling crimson aura. Alright, now the south side. Alright, and that is... And the south side is... There's 7, 22, so can I pull it left? And no, that doesn't do anything. Alright, let's pull the lever back again. Release the lever, let's see what's happened. Head back south. 20. Alright, that won't work. 19. And there is no 22, so 6 times. I'm going to pull it 6 times back. I think that might fix it. Let's see. Alright, lift it. 1, 2. You continue to hold the lever back. Another violent shudder runs through the floor, nearly knocking you off your feet, as the grinding noise continues unabated. Peering through the arches and on the four passages that leave this chamber, you can clearly see the wing corridor that surrounds this chamber sliding from left to right. Since you last moved the lever, the corridor circling this chamber has moved from left to right 2 times. I don't want it 6 times. Again, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times. You release your grip on the iron lever. The lever immediately snaps back to its original position. The deafening grinding noise immediately fades, and the shaking beneath your feet subsides as the outer wing of passages, visible through the four arches, abruptly joints to a halt. Yep, so I'm just moving all the ones around the edge in a loop. Now it's south. Now what is the number to the south? It's 14. So pull the lever. 128 experience to general. You take hold of the lever and pull it. As the lever moves into the lowest possible position, a sharp click echoes along the passage. The red gem set into the centre of the iron plate is now surrounded by a dazzling crimson aura. Okay, now all that's left is to do something with the western side. No, not the southern side, the western side, be silly me. Alright. And it's got 20 there, well, that's that won't do it. Okay, I'm going to pull it. I'm going to pull the lever back 2 times. Because that brings me... It's too smaller. Oh no, I pulled it 3 times. Alright, I'm going to pull the lever forward once and release it. Okay, that should get me what I want, if I'm thinking straight. And 18, yes. All right, pull the lever. Click. 124 experience to general. You take hold of the lever and pull it. As the lever moves into the lowest possible position, a sharp click echoes along the passage. As the dazzling red gem sent into the iron plate is now surrounded by a dazzling crimson aura. Alright, you've got dazzling auras all round. Okay, now, does that... Alright, I pulled the levers, but I don't think it really matters what I do with the levers anymore. Engraved circle, you've been teleported. Wait a minute. This doesn't seem to be a way to. All right. How's the way down? Was it in the northwest corner? I mean, I don't think anything in the outer circle matters anymore. All right, northwest corner is the way down. An engraving depicting 10 skulls, stacked in an inverted pyramid formation, adorns the centre slab of stone in this section of the maze passage. A hand-shaped impression. Roughly the size of your own hand, and yes, even Sir Crokinson's hand, because it was designed for her, has been carved into the slab just below the skulls. Well, actually, quite a way below the skulls. Place your hand in the impression. You place your hand in the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. As your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorned its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Rachna's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. We're just going to have a little peek at floor 40. Step on the engraved slab. Level 40. You stagger forward, struggling to retain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings has changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 40 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Alright, there seems to be a lot going on here. It seems to be a grid-shaped dungeon, and I'm on towards the south edge. And I really can't tell. There's a question mark to north of me, and then another question mark for east of that, but I can't really see much more. Looks like this is going to be a rather large floor, which means even if I wasn't at nearly 42 minutes, I remember it. This floor definitely deserves its own episode. So I'm going to step onto the engraved slab to level 1. And then I'm going to make my exit from Wackner's Mad. And I have. Now I shall move to the village of Ashlyre. And I shall once again rest up in the Sage Lord Tavern, telling them public domain tales of my adventures. Because a lot of my adventures, kind of got to keep secret because we're sort of in the middle of something, and you don't want to, you know, spoil it. Like if I'm say hunting a crinimore, I don't want to, you know, sing a song about how I'm doing it. They might, you know, move or something. Yes, and anyhow, until next time, when we shall explore the 40th level of Wackner's Mad. Farewell, fellow adventurers.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.